And as Omicron interrupts New Year's Eve plans, it's doing the same for vacation plans. The CDC put out a new alert for cruise ship travelers. This is the scale it uses to assess COVID-19 risk on cruises, now at level 4. That is the highest level. The CDC says that means avoid cruise ships altogether, even if you're vaccinated. This comes a day after the CDC said it is investigating COVID cases on 88 ships. Those already on ships are advised to get tested 3 to 5 days after their trip ends and to watch for any symptoms for 2 weeks. Dr. Anthony Fauci defending the CDC's recent decision to slash COVID-19 isolation and quarantine guidelines. It was just one of the issues Adrian Bankert pressed the president's chief medical advisor on during a one-on-one interview today on Morning in America. They also spoke about the recent rise in pediatric cases and the crucial tool that could help us finally move past the pandemic in 2022. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, answering your questions on News Nation's Morning in America.
Omicron is so infective that it is very good at getting breakthrough infections, even though you have been infected with another variant, including Delta.
Responding to the latest challenges posed by COVID-19 in America, from the recent spike in pediatric cases.
You almost have to say it's the responsibility of the parent to protect their child.
To the confusion sparked by the recent changes in CDC quarantine rules.
It's not a question of asymptomatic people not being as contagious. It has to do with the duration of the time in which you are contagious.
While again urging unvaccinated Americans to roll up their sleeves and get the shot.
The level of protection that you get following infection when you do get vaccinated is extremely high, good enough to really protect you very well against virtually anything.
As COVID cases in children surge around America, Dr. Fauci reminding the country that this virus can affect people of all ages.
There's no doubt that the likelihood of getting seriously ill of a child is less than for an adult when you're dealing with COVID-19. But that doesn't mean that children do not get seriously ill. And all you have to do is go to any pediatric hospital right now, virtually anywhere in the country, and you see children there who are suffering, some even dying, who need not be in that situation if they were vaccinated.
And further clarification after the CDC relaxed its isolation and quarantine guidelines, shortening the recommended period from 10 days to 5. Dr. Fauci says the change reflects the science.
The first 5 days, it's much more likely that you have the capability of transmitting it, whether you're with symptoms or without symptoms. But as you get into day 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and beyond, the likelihood of your being able to transmit it, you might still be infected, but the likelihood of your being able to transmit it to someone else diminishes considerably in those second 5 days.
And as we prepare to ring in 2022, Dr. Fauci says a new round of reinforcements could help the country turn the tide.
I believe and I'm certain that as we get into January, the first few weeks in January, things will markedly improve because there will be a 500 million tests available in January. And then in the succeeding months, subsequent months, there will be anywhere from 200 to 500 million tests per month available, including the ability to go online and order a test and have it delivered to your home free. So things are going to greatly improve in January and beyond.
But despite the positive prediction, a stern reminder that the pandemic is not over.
Hopefully we'll be out of it and get down to the phase where we have good control, but we are not there right now.
When will we be? What numbers do we need to hit to be through to the other side?
There's no magic number. It's when the level of vaccine, the level of virus is so low in society that it doesn't interfere with our function. 300,000 per day is not out of it.
And you can find Adrian's full interview with Dr. Anthony Fauci on our website, newsnationnow.com, and on the free News Nation Now app.